Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A fan. In a way, would you feel more confident about your team today than two days ago?
Yeah, I would, especially if I have to meet that team again. Because if I have to meet that team again, it would be in Miami, probably in better weather. and I think I'll get the ball more to our best player, George Kittle. I think... we'll have a better idea how to stop this offense with 2 weeks to prepare. You know, Robert Saleh does a nice job, and he's got some college background, option background, and has seen, you know, option, different variations of option football from Central Michigan and Michigan State and Georgia. And then, you know, he was on that Seattle staff when he was facing Greg Roman in Colin Kaepernick. Similar type offense, right? And Seattle was 2-1 against that offense. So Robert Saleh has a pretty damn good idea of how to slow it down. You don't stop it, you slow it down. And to hold them to 20 points, they put 340 burgers in a row on their last opponent, and the opponent before that, 37 against the New England Patriots. So that's a machine that they're trying to stop, and they ended up holding them to 20 points. So they've got to feel good about how they performed on the road, in the rain, and next time around, could feel real good about, you know, winning that game.
Yeah, Mooch, the guys were in here telling me that the Niners, and I saw it with my own two eyes, basically stopped Lamar Jackson through the air, 105 yards, but yet he got 101 yards on the ground. And as a former coach, Mooch, I'm just wondering, not demoralizing, but that just speaks to Lamar Jackson's greatness, the fact that he could get 100 yards on the ground when a defense like the Niners were waiting on him.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was very indicative of what they think of that kid when they had a 4th-and-1. And you know what they ran? They ran shotgun, and they ran quarterback power. Yep. Bam, right up in there with everybody else on the team blocking for the kid, and away they go. And not a lot of teams can do that or are willing to do that because he is their best runner. Mark Ingram's a good player, and he's a banger, but Lamar Jackson is the hardest guy to tackle. And so he's durable. I'm just kind of holding my breath. I'll be honest with you. I love watching this offense. He's so dynamic with it, and he's becoming a real good passer. I just hope he stays healthy. That's all I care about, because remember what happened to RG3, who happens to be his backup now.
Right.
And he just got beat up. It took a long time for Cam Newton to get beat up, but he got beat up. And so these quarterbacks that are runners are exciting, and it's the new wave. But, man, they got to stay healthy, and he protects himself pretty darn good. You know, you don't get a good shot at him. But he's their leading rusher, and that's how they play football right now.
And Mooch, Steiny asked that question earlier on the show, where will Lamar Jackson be at in 5 years? That's going to be fascinating to see, because all these running quarterbacks have to evolve, like Michael Vick, like Steve Young, like Randall Cunningham, and so on and so forth. How do you slow that offense down, though? You talked about if the Niners meet them, because I'm with you. If they do meet them again, they'll be better equipped to stop this offense. But how do you stop it? Because Lamar Jackson in the pocket hides the ball so well. He rides Mark Ingram, and he pulls it so well. I mean, how do you, with a guy like that, how do you try to slow that down? What is the best strategy? Did you hit the running back? Did you hit the quarterback every play? How do you try to slow that offense down?
Yeah, you're asking me, and they play against all these great defensive coordinators, and they haven't slowed it down yet. I'm supposed to give you an answer about that?
You're a resident coach, Mucci. You're a resident coach. You see this stuff. You grew up in Michigan.
Hey, I ran Houston Beer. I ran Wishbone in high school, Houston Beer in college. You know, they slow it down. They hit the quarterback in the mouth about 14 times, and you go, oh, geez, these guys are pretty good. But, you know, the 49ers didn't have, you know, D4 didn't play. And you hope that front, that great front that they have, can do most of the stopping with the run, the inside run with Mark Ingram, the power run game. And then you try to let your linebackers run like heck to the quarterback. You got to have somebody on the quarterback. And they did, but what makes it harder is they've got these tight ends. They got three great tight ends.
Yeah.
And they come around, and they're always blocking the guy that's responsible for the quarterback. And then you got, you know, you got to get off blocks. The corners and safeties have to get off blocks by those receivers in pursuit of the play. And that forces you to play man-to-man on the outside. And, you know, the receivers of the Niners are getting better. And so, you know, you just better tackle in space and not let Lamar Jackson give you the old dead leg and the spin, and all of a sudden he goes for 20 more. You got to play your best game. And the other thing is, the Niners scored first. That was really big in this game. They went right down the field. They were the first team to score the opening drive against the Ravens this year, I believe. And then had they scored again and, you know, got up 10-0 or 14-0, you might get them out of their game plan a little bit, and they start throwing the ball more than they want to. They only had 8 possessions. That was a good job by the Niners. Now, weather was a factor. Both teams running the ball was a quick game. But instead of having 12 possessions, the Ravens only had 8. Well, you don't score as many points when fewer possessions. And so that worked to their favor. But, you know, offense scoring first, defense tackling like crazy, make them punt. You know, this team didn't punt for 3 games. Sam Cook, their punter, when Lamar Jackson was playing, for 3 games straight, the punter did not punt. Wow. Are you kidding me? He makes $3.2 million a year and doesn't have to take a shower after the game. And so this offense was really difficult, and I thought the Niners did a pretty darn good job against it.
Steve, before I let you go, one of the things a lot of our callers have wondered is they're saying on this run-pass option that you got to hit the quarterback.
Yeah.
Whether he hands it off or you got to – can I just assume that's easier said than done?
Well, yes, because we protect the quarterback too now, okay?
Mm.
And there are rules. We have rules. You can't lead, you know, with your helmet. You can't hit the, you know, if he's starting that run, and you can't cheap shot him. You can't hit him in the leg. There's some things that you just can't splatter a quarterback like we used to against option quarterbacks. And so, but you're right. You take away what they do best, and what's the best thing they do is Lamar Jackson on the perimeter making big plays with his legs. So, yeah, try to take that away as best you can and die a slow death, and you're going to have Ingram pounding you up inside, and they do a pretty good job with it. And then, of course, the play action to Hollywood Brown and those tight ends, it would prove to be pretty effective. It always does. But anyway, you know, if you score 30 points against a team like this, you got a chance to win because they will score some points. You got to be efficient and make great plays with your offense. Jimmy's got to be at his best. You know, he threw for under 200 yards, but that's not his fault. I mean, you run the ball and then there's bad weather. But anyway, they may meet again, fellas. They might meet again.
That would be a lot of fun, Steve. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Moots, take care, man.
You bet.
All right, Steve Mariucci, former 49er head coach. Good stuff from him.
Yeah, if they do meet again and weather's not a factor, I'm wondering who is it.
It may rain in Miami, though. I wouldn't remember the Colts and Bears were playing that Super Bowl. It was raining, like, man. You never know with Miami South Beach.
But a clean track.
Right.
Doesn't that make getting.
Yeah, that scares me with Lamar Jackson, a faster track. I thought the track favored the 49ers yesterday, and it still didn't matter because the guy was running all over the place.
What was up with Coleman and his 5 carries? It's amazing how they got running back by committee, it was Coleman. I mean, it was Mostert.
You ride the hot hand.
There it is.
You ride the hot hand, and that was a game built for Raheem Mostert. That guy is physical. He will run you over. And he had Earl Thomas, who was talking, yapping at the mouth last week. He made a business decision at the goal line. He tried a little arm tackle there. Oh, he pulled
it
up. He didn't want that smoke from Mostert. No way.
How about, here's a question just to throw out there. Where was Kittle? What happened to Kittle?
Kittle, like a Niner.
Important player. Right. What happened to the guy who...
He was blocking.
They kept him in the block a lot more because of the pressure. But also... I asked the same question during the game. It's Kittle time. It's time to get number 85 involved because Mark Andrews was looking like the best receiving tight end,
right,
even though Kittle was doing a great job in the run game.
You guys are pointing, just It ain't on Kittle because he's open.
This is why you got to watch the game. The coaches film. What the hell happened with Kittle?
Yeah. Kittle like
know.
A nine.
More screens to Kittle. I don't know. You didn't see a
Peters
lot more.
Peters was on him a lot.
Didn't see a lot more Debo. Now I get it. The conditions were tough.
Debo
got blitzed a lot. But man, that's a great question, Steiny. I don't know where Kittle was at.
Where are you?
I'm not in the pass game. He was there in the run game. He was pancaking guys in the run game and sealing guys on the edge. But in the pass game, you needed his explosion.
How about Bosa?
He was getting pulled. Containing Lamar, man. He was biting hard.
He's like
man.
Me watching the game. Who's got the ball?
See, I think that's the kind of player that if they play again,
he'll adjust.
He'll be better.
Right.
I don't know how much better, but he'll be better. I mean, you can't Lamar Jackson's one of these guys that you cannot simulate him in practice.
Nope.
Can't do it.
You can't. It's like when you playing basketball against a team that just is quicker than any other team you ever played. It's like until you start playing, you can't get a feel for it.
True.
So I do.
What a compliment.
I get both sides. Like, I think the 49ers will benefit if they play the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like if it's going to be a dry game in Miami that cancels each other out.
Right.
In other words, the 49ers probably should be more equipped, but then you get the better
faster
field.
Faster track, yeah.
Just fascinating faster stuff.
But you got to see that offense for once, right?
No
you
got
to see that just to see what it's like and, okay, the speed and everything.
So, again, he's not, because I thought he was, but when you watch him every play, he's different than Russell Wilson and Kyler. As great as those guys are, they don't pull the ball. Dude, it was like
they're
watching Wishbone Jamel Holloway.
You know who he reminds me of? The way he was pulling it? You guys are the senior citizens of this show. I'm kidding.
You're too far behind.
Yeah, I know. But as a young kid, a guy named Tommy Frazier in Nebraska. The option, the way he held it, the way he pulled it. And I just always remember when he beat up Spurrier in the Fiesta Bowl. When they dropped 50, and it's just like, man, how do you slow this guy down? It's tough.
And Mooch was right, Stoddy. 4th and 1, they gave it to their guy.
Quarterback sneak.
Not Ingram, they gave it to the man.
It is a Monster Monday, sponsored by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. What's going on, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, I agree with all you guys' analysis. And Bonte, you really hit it on the head there with the 2-minute drill at the end of the half. If they had just had a little expediency and go out and score something, probably wouldn't be in that mess. Also, I felt on the defense that it took them a half to figure out that they had to keep contained because they kept running in on the running back where all of the interior guys were. And then Lamar Jackson would just do the option outside. Nobody'd be there. The linebackers were too slow. So in the second half, they started having all the linebackers line up closer to the line, but next to each other, and then they didn't react until Lamar started to run. Then they shut him down. So I thought that was pretty good. And you have to feel good as a 49er fan that they went in there and stopped these guys, you know? So they just happened to lose.
Thanks for the call. I mean, Mariucci said if you're a 49er fan, you should feel better today than you did yesterday before the game. That's pretty much the way I feel, to tell you the truth. I thought they were really, really good yesterday. Would you like to have seen them win? Of course. And it's the problem is the loss is exacerbated because of the kind of season the Seahawks are having.
Right.
But if you take if you can somehow say, forget about the Seahawks, just look at the season, 10-2, there's no way you can't be sky high about this team right now.
I
wouldn't think.
The reality is that it don't matter when you get there, as long as you get there, Steiny, this team can win the Super Bowl. The San Francisco Niners can win the Super Bowl. I don't think anybody on this earth watching football right now would be shocked if that happens.
So Dr. Hustle in San Jose agrees with Guru. What's going on, Dr. Hustle? Talk to me.
What's going on, fellas? Bang, bang, Niner gang. Nothing changed. I'm telling you guys right now, after a loss, Dr. Hustle calling it in. Book it, lock it up. 49ers going to win the Super Bowl. They will beat the Baltimore Ravens, just like when the New York Giants played the New England Patriots the first time, and then they took them out in the Super Bowl. Second half, the 49ers now have the formula to stop Lamar Jackson. They have the team to stop Lamar Jackson. Book it. I'm telling you, never called in after a loss. All year I thought the 49ers could win the Super Bowl. Now that I watched that game, I know they're going to win.
Even as a wild card. Even as a wild card.
Oh, Doc.
Even as a wild card, this team travels. It is prepared. It plays defense. It runs the football. It is well coached. Just take a look. When Jakowski-Tart goes out, My man comes in, strips Lamar Jackson. Every player that comes in, next man up, steps up. They're well coached. They're well organized. It's a good functional machine. It takes a lot to beat them, and they're going to continue to improve.
Thanks, Dr. Hustle. Appreciate it. Those are the doctor's notes, by the way.
He's saying Operation Miami. We don't do that on this show, though.
Operation Miami.
Operation New Orleans.
Yeah, you got to beat the Saints. And they'll get Matt Breida back. Matt Breida, no, I think, was big, yeah. You know, we don't think about Matt Breida too much. That's Steiny's favorite running back, the Cheetah. You wonder how they could have used him in that game. Probably could have used his speed. But Mostert did the job yesterday. Mostert was fantastic.
When you guys saw it raining as soon as they went real quick, Steiny, did you think, oh, no, this favors Baltimore? I didn't know what to think. I was like, Lamar won't be Jesse Owens out there, but yet he still was, man. Look,
I thought Steiny and Goo, when the rain was coming down, and we knew it was going to rain next week, and said, good thing they got the experience at Washington playing in the rain. That's what I thought.
You know what I thought? Field is incredible for being natural grass.
Wow.
I'm dead serious.
Well, it held up well.
On Wednesday, the day you guys weren't here, I was doing the show with JD, and we're like, what's the field in M&T Bank Stadium?
Right.
So we started looking. It was synthetic up until 2016. 2016,
they
made
it
natural grass.
Right.
But, I mean, it is a great field.
Tucker made the kick.
What's the guy's name? It was the sod doctor, Toma, George Toma. They must have their own George Toma somewhere in Baltimore. Let's go to Orlando in San Bruno. What's going on, Orlando? How are you, man?
Good. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Oh, this is Farhan's.
Yeah. Farhan. That is right. That is right.
Farhan's.
Real quick, the two things that we learned yesterday is the 49ers are for real and Lamar Jackson is for real. The other thing is to answer your quick add on Kittle. Where was he? Kittle was blocking. They used an extra blocker. I think if they do meet again, they're going to, Kittle will have more catches, but Kittle did a great job. That was a fantastic game. And yes, I agree with coach. I feel fantastic about this team. Yesterday was a good loss because that was a great game and they looked fantastic. And the 49ers, you know, they showed a lot yesterday, and I'm very proud to be a 49er gang, a 49er gang. And thank you very much.
Bang bang Niner gang, even in a loss.
No, I was going to say, can you say it in a loss?
Bang bang Niner gang. Speaking of Richard Sherman, here's what he had to say about Lamar Jackson.
Well, he's a good decision maker. You know, he knows his angles. He knows his leverage. He knows when to get down. He knows when to stay up. He knows when to cut back, when to bounce outside. He knows when to keep it. You know, he doesn't take more than defense will give him. You know, he doesn't waste time taking shots or looking down the field when it's not there. He'll check it down and get what the defense gives him. So it was cool. We played a good game.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sounds like a lot of respect coming from Richard Sherman.
Uncle Sherman.
Let's go to Sal. Sal's in Livermore. What's going on, Sal? How are you, man?
Hey, what's up, Sonny? What's up, Guru?
What's up, baby?
Bonte.
What's up, Sal?
Hey, man. So I was watching the game. I agree with Sonny. You know, hard-fought game. They prove they can beat anybody in this league. I honestly, in the NFC, man, I don't see a team that can really beat us as long as we stay full strength. You know, everyone's out there. You know, for the most part, you know, we're gonna miss D Four that's out, right?
Yeah.
And Quan.
Yes, sir.
Four, yep.
But yeah, no, I think they did a great game. I want to ask you guys a question. Did you guys have a trouble following who had the ball in those fakes?
No, we still got it.
Yes.
It makes me dizzy, man.
Yeah.
Man, I was dizzy, bro. And so was Matt Maiocco, you know. So think about the D-line, man. How tough it was for them to follow it.
Yeah, no.
But anyways, what about if the Niners wear, I guess if the Niners wear black uniforms and start doing a lot of fake handoffs, that might work in their advantage too, no?
Man. That had to help, man.
And Lamar Jackson.
I'm saving that for Baldy.
Yeah,
that,
man.
That black beauty, Steiny. Nobody. Hey, it ain't just
go
me.
Go ahead. We got 20 seconds. Go talk about the uniforms.
Imagine you being in the defensive position. Which way did he go? You don't know who has it, man.
But the highlights. What did you say with the bet you made top 10 football? Guru has
Then I saw somebody tweet at you, so you must believe the Yankees, Duke, it's something. And you said Penn State wears black. They wear navy blue.
It was a typo, and I put you. I meant blue.
Sometimes they wear blue.
I was day drinking.
Dark blue, yeah. But
I had something in my hand. Steiny, it was day drinking. And then it went black, but the vitriol that came my way.
You know I'm on one.
No,
it was like no creativity with his jersey choices.
But that tweet was creative. Got a lot of feedback.
Well, that's what it's all about. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Dialpad. Brian Baldinger. You know him from Baldy's Breakdowns.
It's Shark Week.
And every Monday with us, we'll chat with him about what he saw in the 49ers loss yesterday. And that, of course, will be sponsored by Dialpad.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
All righty. 49ers get beat 20-17 yesterday in Baltimore. Time to head out to the Dialpad guest line. And joining us now is our Radio.com NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. Baldy's brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Baldy, I got to believe that game yesterday between the Niners and the Ravens was right up your alley. You had to love that game.
Well, it was, Sonny. It was. Because there was just so many factors involved, you know, and it was everything. It was the conditions. It was being on the road. It was doing a pretty good job of taking care of the football. You know, I thought everybody was on their game, both sides of the ball. That's an elite team that the Ravens have. And, you know, it went right down to the wire, down to the final tick. And it was about as even as you could get, but there was so much really to analyze on both sides of the ball.
Baldy, it was a great game, and, you know, it was breathtaking. And then on the other hand, you're hearing everybody's viewpoint of it. And I was telling the fellas, Lamar Jackson through the air, only 105 yards, Baldy, but he had 101 on the ground. Can you give us a sense of what you thought, how the Niners handled him in totality? Because to me, I just felt like he got outside containment a bit more for my taste, and that's pretty much what kept the drives going and the clock ticking.
Well, he's, you know, there's really no defense to contain him.
Wow.
The 49ers had him. I mean, assignment football, they had it, right? I mean, Kywan Williams, you know, has him, and he makes a miss, and Eric Armstead has him, and he makes a miss, and you can design all, and even, you know, on the very last drive, I mean, they've got three guys outside. It's a bootleg all the way, and he sees all three 49ers out there waiting for him, and he sees Hayden Hurst somewhere over the middle of the field. And on first and 15, they pick up 10 yards, and it gets you 10 yards closer for Justin Tucker to go kick that game-winning field goal. I mean, there's just you can draw it all up, and you can be assignment perfect, and they were a lot of times. And he still picked up 7, 8, 10 yards on a bunch of different carries.
Yeah, Baldy, he was phenomenal yesterday. His ball handling in the pocket, the way he rides a running back, all that was great. But I want to highlight some positives, something we haven't talked about on the show, and I saw you breaking it down earlier today on Twitter, and that's Fred Warner. Fred Warner's made a lot of people around here forget about Reuben Foster. Sideline to sideline, compensating for the loss to Quan Alexander. I thought Fred Warner was everywhere. Now people know around the nation after watching yesterday how good of a football player Fred Warner is.
Well, you know, I remember last year when he was a rookie coming out of BYU, I did the first game in Minnesota. And, you know, Reuben Foster and Fred Warner, and really, I mean, John Lynch told me from the day one that he was the Mike linebacker. You know, he had beaten Reuben Foster out for that position as a rookie. And it really has never changed. I mean, he's got 44 more tackles than the next closest guy. His pass coverage was elite yesterday, whether it was covering, you know, Hollywood Brown over the middle of the field or, you know, I mean, it's just all phases of the game. He didn't come off the field yesterday. His tackling is crisp. He knows how to get guys lined up. The communication is sound. I mean, he's what you want in a middle linebacker. And, you know, I mean, you'll see a great one tonight in Bobby Wagner. But I think that right now Fred Warner is right there. He's right there with Bobby Wagner at the beginning of his career right now. But he's, you know, I mean, I think Bobby Wagner was a third-round pick. I think Fred Warner was a third-round pick. You know, and I mean, they're basically the same type of player. I mean, they just know where the ball is going. They know how to find it. You know, they're great tacklers, and they're great leaders. And that's what Fred Warner has been this year.
Brian Baldinger joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can follow him on Twitter, @BaldyNFL. Brian, one of the things we've heard on the text line, and some people have called in and sometimes heard it on the broadcast yesterday, was that when Lamar Jackson runs the run-pass option, you got to hit Lamar Jackson. When he's in the running game, you can hit him. Is that just harder to do than it is to say? Because it's not like everybody doesn't know that, right? What makes it so hard?
Well, just because there's a lot of deception built into the offense, you know, whether it's, everybody going power right and him pulling the ball out and keeping a quarterback keeper to the left with Ronnie Stanley leading him down to the 2-yard line and score a couple plays later. There's a lot of ball handling and faking that goes on where your eyes can be deceived. Look, Marcel Harris got the ball out of his hands yesterday. It's the first time anybody has forced and recovered a fumble against Lamar Jackson all year in over 700 touches. I mean, the first time somebody got the ball out. And I thought the 49ers would. And that was a key stop in the game. And you measure when you play a player like Lamar Jackson, a team like the Ravens, you just measure them by stops. Can you keep them the field goals? Can you get the ball away? Can you stop more fourth down? I mean, the 49ers did all those things yesterday. They were just the final drive away from being a little bit better. And he's the best player in the league. He's the best player every week. For 8 straight weeks in a row, he's been the best player on the field. And I haven't seen anybody really that has been able to just stop him. But if you try to tackle him like a running back, he's just slippery. He's just slippery, and he's elusive, and he's fast.
Yeah, Baldy, you played the game, and the best compliment you could give anybody is saying that an NFL defense can't contain him. And I just want to ask you briefly, because Steiny brought this up, where's Lamar Jackson going to be in 5 years? Can he sustain this? And I want to ask you, is he where Michael Vick was on his best day? Is he something different than Michael Vick was? And are you concerned by all the hits that he takes, how long this can last?
Well, he's much further along than Michael Vick, much further. His development, I don't think Mike Vick, even when he was in Philadelphia at the end, when he was really coached by Marty Morningwing, different guys, I don't think he ever played at the level that Lamar is playing at. He was the athlete in a lot of different ways, but I don't know if it even matters if he can do this 5 years from now, to be honest with you. I mean, if they win a Super Bowl this year, they've already won. If he gets two of them, I'm past the point of telling him to get down and protect himself, and he's just too competitive. He's just not going to slide. He's not always going to go out of bounds. He's going to take hits. And if he survives, he does. And if he doesn't, then that's just the way he's going to play the game.
Mm.
We haven't seen anybody ever survive long term. And I don't know if it really matters, to be honest with you. If he has 3 great years the way he's having right now, then that's probably the shelf life right now. I mean, maybe it could go longer, but really, I mean, if you just draft a guy and you get a Super Bowl win out of him, you've already won. You got the Super Bowl.
Baldy, I hate being that guy second-guessing coaches, but all season long, man, and it drives me crazy. I don't know how you feel about it, but it's in short-yarded situations when you see these teams line up in shotgun and a running back at 7 yards in the backfield, and it just drives me nuts. Where's the I formation? Where's the power formation? And that leads me to yesterday when the Niners, their last play of the game on offense, where they line up in the shotgun, they throw a pass, it gets batted down. Third down, they run a play out of the shotgun. How do you feel about short yardage plays when a team lines up in shotgun? Does that drive you crazy? Do you second guess the coaching? Do you want the I formation? How do you feel about that, Baldy?
Well, I'm with you. You know, I mean, you're only a great running team and a great offense when you can convert fourth and one, when you can gain a yard when you need to get a yard. Now, on fourth down in the opening drive, they throw a touchdown pass. You know, and, they go max protection and sell the run, and Garoppolo hits, a perfect throw. And so do you want to give that up? Because there is some deception to it. But at the same time, in that critical part of the game, you'd love to line up, with the way Raheem Mostert was running yesterday. You'd love to give him the opportunity to get it, or give Kyle Juszczyk a carry. He didn't carry the ball yesterday. Give him the carry. Quarterback sneak, there's a lot of options right there. But I like my quarterback under center on fourth and one, and then you could do everything you want to do. But I like giving it to my offensive line and letting them go move the line of scrimmage for that yard.
Brian, before I let you go, you said something about Lamar Jackson, and I kind of get it. You know, he's got to play like this till he can't play like this, or, you know, if something happens 4 or 5 years down the line, then it happens. But that nobody's really been able to have a long career exactly like this. Are there quarterbacks that in the past that have made a transition, at least? Like, the first guy I think of is a guy like Randall Cunningham. Did he just kind of shift his game over time, and that's what allowed him to play for a long period of time? Is there any kind of comparison there?
Yeah, there's a comparison. I played with Randall. I remember one time we were playing a playoff game against Dallas, and he broke the pocket like in the first quarter, and he scrambled, and Ken Norton Jr. flattened him. I mean, just flattened him. And I went down, you know, down the field and picked up Randall, and he just looked at me and he goes, "I ain't running no more today." That was it. And you know, at the end, when he was in Baltimore and he was, in Minnesota, I should say, in 98, and they were the highest scoring team in the history of football, and Randy Moss and, you know, Chris Carter and the whole group was there, and Brian Billick was calling plays. I mean, he became a pocket quarterback, and he was great. He was really, really good. He didn't care about being the ultimate weapon at that point. He'd given up trying to run for 1,000 yards, and he became a really good player. And he did transition. Steve Young transitioned. It took him a while, both those guys, to be able to transition to becoming, you know, really great quarterbacks from the pocket. I don't think Lamar Jackson's ready to do anything like that yet.
No, certainly not. Hey, Baldy, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
All right, Brian Baldinger, NFL.
Said, who
cares for 95.7 the game?
Right, well, see, I guess what he's saying. Fall off. I get it.
I mean, here's the bottom line, and I'm dead serious. If Lamar Jackson gets the Baltimore Ravens to the Super Bowl, and he gets hurt in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter, but they were winning the game 30-10. So, in other words, he wins in the Super Bowl, but he suffers a career-ending injury. Is that good enough? I mean, I would think serious.
Not, Bonte. Or let's say he gets hurt, worth it?
And he's Whoa! Never really the same. I mean, I think you take it.
I think you do take it, and he will progress as a pocket quarterback. It's tough in this league.
Russell,
it takes a lot of guys. You have to adjust to it, Guru and Steiny. So right now, this is what's working for them. This is what's working for them, and he's smart enough to not take those hits. But some quarterbacks like to get hit, like Jimmy Garoppolo. I feel like doesn't mind getting hit. He's taking some shots. It's like, whoa, dude, get rid of the ball.
This is fun.
But some of it is like, hey, I'm part of the football game. I'm in this thing now.
I mean, think about if Cap, you know, if Crabtree catches one fade.
Wow.
One
and
fade.
Cap wins a Super Bowl.
Wow.
And then, listen, I know he had
right. That was
peripheral
later.
Circumstances, yeah. But
would that have been a success?
49er fans would have said it was worth it,
absolutely.
Probably, right?
Absolutely.
No doubt,
you never
man.
Hear about Alex Smith again. You never say, oh, Niner Harbaugh was it made a mistake by bitching Alex Smith. Now it's 50-50 to this
man.
Day. And still, people still hang on to that because of three straight fade routes, a tip pass by Richard Sherman a season later. So it does change things. But, like, I think Lamar Jackson is smart enough to know that, okay, I'm using this now to my advantage. But 5 years from now,
I can make every throw.
I'm going to have to make throws on third down. Right. I'm going to have to just depend on a conventional running game.
I got
to
read.
Run when I need to. Like, the way he's running now, yeah, it's a matter of time before he does take a big shot. He hits a rib.
It's run before pass. Right. He is a running back.
Steve Young learned.
Yeah, exactly.
What did Randall say? I ain't running no more.
I ain't running no more.
888-957-9570 is the number. Even though the Niners dropped the game yesterday, do you feel better about their chances today than you did, let's say, before kickoff? I'm in the affirmative category. Love to know where other 49er fans are at. We've got some news from Kyle Shanahan's conference call that he just held with reporters a few moments ago. Here's some injury stuff. Kyle Shanahan said he expects Matt Breida, Dee Ford, and Joe Staley all to return against the Saints, all to return. Dante Pettis, he said, may miss another game. DJ Jones with an ankle sprain. Jaquiski Tartt with a rib fracture, both day-to-day. And then defensive lineman Julian Taylor with ligament sprain. He's going to be out a couple of weeks. So there's your 49ers injury report, and that looks pretty good to me.
It does.
With Matt Breida, Dee Ford, and Joe Staley looking like they'll be back for the Saints game.
That is good news. And I don't think they necessarily missed Dee Ford yesterday. You guys might call me crazy for that. But I think Dee Ford's weakness It goes back to when I watched him. No, it's just in the run game. He's a little lighter, and Baltimore is a powerful team, and they'll run right at you. I remember the Sunday night game from last year, Chiefs and Seahawks. Seahawks made an effort to run right at D Ford, and they had a lot of success. So I think giving D Ford an extra week of rest to get ready for the Saints and Drew Brees and that statue in that pocket is a good thing. D Ford to be a lot better, a lot fresher in this game.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think they missed him yesterday, though.
You brought it up, Steiny, and it's up to the coaching staff, but listening to Richard Sherman just sound like a poet because he's been there, he's been to the mountaintop. How do you keep that same intensity that the Niners, even if they wouldn't admit it, that was a prize fight? But, Steiny, you got another prize fight this Sunday, and when you talk about math, they're all going to be watching tonight, and if Seattle somehow gets the W, you can't let up. So they got to bring it pretty much all the way up until they see Seattle again.
Here's Raheem Mostert, who talked about the 49ers even after yesterday's loss.
We got all the pride in the world, and we believe in ourselves. You know, even when people outside of the locker room don't really believe in us and want to call us pretenders, we stick with what we got, and we know what we got in this locker room, and we know the coaching staff, they're going to bring the best out of us because, you know, we want the best out of ourselves. So, I mean, we just take it each day and, you know, we try to improve on the little things so that way overall we can have these wins and get to, you know, playoffs and, you know, get to the Super Bowl. So that's our main goal right now.
All right, that's my pet peeve right there, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's calling them pretenders. Come on. They're 10-2.
Come on. But maybe up in 2. This game yesterday, Steiny.
Please,
you know, a lot of people
on.
Were you. Come you on. Even you know, like, are they for real? For real?
I think it was. They're not pretenders.
Please,
okay,
all right, that's what I was saying earlier.
They still have not had a bad loss. They haven't had a bad loss.
I think people knew this team was for real with the way they just tore apart Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
And the rest.
I think after that game, everybody was like, because there were still questions. Oh, look at them against Arizona. What's going on here? What's going on? Oh, see, they finally played a good team in Seattle. They lost. Russell Wood, blah, 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 blah. People know they're for real. Yeah. They know they're for real. And by the way, Mostert in his career, fellas, 133 carries. He's been averaging 6.3 yards in his career.
Now, he's a guy who I would think, man, why don't they run him more? Well, clearly, he runs so hard that it would be hard for him to stay durable.
No doubt. I mean, Pro Football Reference and Kyle Madsen, our producer, he gave me that, and I'm just pulled it up right now. So, he kind of, it's a feel thing, right? He rides a hot hand. Doesn't matter how much you're paid, no matter where you're drafted, he's going to ride the hot hand. And yesterday was Mostert was that hot hand.
Mostert should have got that yard.
Oh, man.
Oh, or the quarterback sneezed.
Where was Jeff Wilson Jr.?
Well, I was just going, he don't like the rain.
He don't like the rain.
Yeah. They didn't need him.
Now, I need to know whether this is going to be the hottest of hot takes or it's a typo on my board. Uh-oh. It says Bobby in San Jose wants to talk about Lamar Jackson, who isn't that good. Bobby in San Jose, this take may be in fuego. What's going on, man?
All right, what up, guys? Love listening to you guys. Long time listener.
Thank you.
But I want to talk about this so-called MVP, Lamar Jackson. He only scored 3 points in the whole second half against the Niner D. They are killing it, the Niner D. They are absolutely dominating them that whole game. The Niners offense, yeah, we struggled, but we absolutely dominated that game.
Bobby, give me a Lamar Jackson stinks. Bob.
Oh, come on. How about when the whole second half?
I want you to say it. Like I say it. Lamar Jackson stinks.
It's called a drop. You get a drop.
All right, Bobby, you don't get it. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate
time.
The call.
Too much going on there.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Kyle doesn't get it.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
This guy stinks!
Okay, he got 100 yards on the ground.
Just to make sure. I'm kidding.
And he's on
Bobby
his way.
In San Jose's not.
He's on his way to MVP, right?
He's up there in a conversation, no
next?
Doubt about it. I
Russell
mean, it'll be Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Big game for Russell Wilson tonight. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. I cannot wait for Monday Night Football.
Knock him off of it, yeah.
Because
this guy just beat the Niners in that defense. 3 points second half. Niners, they were starting to figure some things out.
Let's go to Coach in Mountain View. Wants to talk about our last guest, Brian Baldinger. Hey, Coach, what's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
Going well?
Fantastic show.
Thank you.
Getting over the loss, nursing my wound.
All right.
But hey, I'm with you that it was if you're going to lose on the road to a team like that, you know, there's so many lessons. And I think the lesson there is, I don't know if you caught this, but when Baldy said Cunningham was running, got flattened by Ken Norton, and then said, I don't want to do that again. That's what I think it's going to take. Somebody's got to flatten Lamar Jackson. And I was waiting for it yesterday, and it didn't happen, I think, partially because of the wet, sloppy field, and I think also because the rules have changed, and they were really protecting Lamar. I don't know if you saw that. Garoppolo got hit pretty late, no flag. There were multiple roughing the passer penalty calls. But if somebody could just flatten that guy once or twice, I think he thinks twice about taking that extra step, and he starts to think a little more, not react, because he's such a talented athlete. That's how you beat this guy.
Thanks for the call, Coach.
Is he going cheap shot?
Well, see,
worth the 15. You know what I mean?
Hey, maybe take one for the team.
I mean, I don't necessarily think one hit is going to make him change his
NBA
style.
Okay. Right.
And like, you know, I could have pressed Baldy on the year, but I'll bet you that wasn't Cunningham's rookie year. I'll bet you that was 5-6 years in when, like,
right.
Randall Cunningham came into the league. He's a running quarterback.
Right.
He's a scrambler. And over time, he became less of that, more of a thrower.
He was the
so
man.
This was clearly. After he was into his career a little bit, he probably ran. He's like, I'm not running more today.
Right. Especially on that turf. The vet? Because
yeah,
it's not
concrete.
Hard. Yeah, exactly. It's no fun getting hit on that turf, man. To play that Berkeley High got flattened out there, man. That turf is no joke. No joke, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to take your calls after this break. And anything you want to hit on is fair game. You have a problem with Kyle Shanahan's clock management. You have a problem with Kyle Shanahan's fourth down call. Do you feel better about the Niners today than you did yesterday? Hey, look, fellas, they're 10-2. That's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Kyle doesn't get it.
To Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
Yes, sir, it is a Monster Monday sponsored by Dolan's Lumber Doors and Windows. And there's one thing I'm going to get off my chest. All these people.
Oh, hey, Carmelo.
Hey, Carmelo.
Player of the week.
Who cares?
Player of the
cares?
Week.
Cares. You know they played the Bulls twice. Who cares? And the Oklahoma City Thunder. Who cares?
I guess my question, Steiny, is why was he out of a job for a year?
No, I don't know the answer.
Let's see if he helps him win. Let's see if he helps
him
win.
They got bigger
over the long term.
They beat Zach LaVine, though. Zach LaVine, really, really good basketball
player. Who cares? Beat Zach LaVine.
No, Guru, he ain't really good.
I like his game. Individually, Zach can ball.
And that's all that matters.
Why do you make me out to be that guy?
You are that guy.
Like, we talk about jackals. I think I'm a jackal.
There's a jackal!
I'm a jackal when it comes to your take.
You be having some ones,
we
guru.
Came in out of nowhere.
I want to cry.
Out of nowhere.
There is a jackal.
He gives a, man, Zach LaVine is so good at basketball.
Like he was Allen Iverson or something.
The basketball gods gave him a lot of presence when it comes to athleticism.
I just don't know where Zach LaVine comes from.
If you had his athletic ability, you would be a better player than him.
Okay, all right.
Because you would have worked harder. You would be more serious about the game. You'd be more serious about incorporating your teammates.
I know it's not basketball talk. Real quick, Snotty.
Hurry.
Siakam is balling.
I know.
Yeah. He probably happy Kawhi left. Get out the way.
888-957-9570, the number. 49ers lose 20-17 against the Baltimore Ravens. Great ball game.
Steiny, real quick.
Just a great ball game.
You know I'm on Ravens. Mm-hmm. Since we're talking a little hoops here, I don't want to die early. But Guru was talking about uniforms and his tweet about uniforms.
Yeah.
How about the Orlando Magic yesterday against the Warriors? What the hell were they wearing yesterday?
Trash.
If I had to turn the game off for a second to put on Tim Roy,
because
I didn't want to look at the court
You're
anymore.
You're not the Phoenix Suns.
We're in Harry Potter land? What was that?
Who are you?
I couldn't care less.
But the Warriors black with the blue trim, the town
I could
was?
Not care less.
If I had some money, I'd get one.
Who cares?
He's wearing an F399, right? Raymond Ritter, holla at us.
You know, even if he had money, he wouldn't buy one. He'd be waiting to get one for free. Laurie in Phoenix. Laurie's going to bring perspective like always. How you doing, Laurie?
Hey, good, guys. Again, when we've been talking the last few weeks, we've been talking about this was the one game that we thought we might not come out with a win.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to go in there and, you know, I think we played our hearts out. And, you know, at this point, we're just kind of trying to figure out, you know, instead of okay, well, they play terrible or whatever. It was maybe a couple of play calls and maybe a mistake, you know, here or there that made the difference. But if you think about how many guys were still down, you know, Dee Ford couldn't play yesterday. You know, just all the – these guys are still playing. I mean, I think this is the first time that you saw them as a complete team. Now, obviously, the weather conditions kind of slowed both sides of the ball down offensively. It made it more of a defensive matchup. But I think these guys, even with all that – not having a wide receiver necessarily that they could call a number one, you know, Mostert was the running back yesterday. Coleman's been getting all the runs. Breida wasn't even in the game. We have shown that we can be a Super Bowl contender. I really think these guys have what it takes to go all the way. I am a little worried about our kickers. You know, I think that they get paid to do one job. They need to make those kicks.
Yeah.
So both games keep down to, yeah. So.
No, I'm with you, Laurie. I'd feel confident if I were a 49er fan. Maybe not confident. I'd feel good.
Kicking game, though.
Feels great, baby.
I'd feel good.
Robbie Gold has been a little suspect this season.
And it started with how he handled the whole.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you're not a quarterback, dude. Right. I hate to break it to you.
You're holding out money and you want to go back to Chicago. And you come in and you're shanking kicks. And I don't like that. Don't like that.
You know, I mean, everybody says there's no moral victories. No, but maybe there's a moral loss. I mean, this is a loss where it's like, okay, he can beat this team on a neutral field. That's the way I'd feel after this one.
I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, you know what? In the way you just worded it, I guess it sounds like you, and you're not on, I'm not coming down your road, but it sounds like you have taken New England off of who to beat in the AFC and replaced them with Baltimore.
No, we're on to Cincinnati.
I don't think.
Because it seems like a lot of people have. It's like, they're not, it's like, forget New England. I'm like,
well,
Baltimore.
I kind of don't care about the AFC. If you get to the Super Bowl, you probably play the Patriots or the Ravens. Mm. I think they might have a better shot at the Patriots, believe it or not. But regardless,
what?
It's going to be.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's right.
What? Patriots don't
Brady's
look right,
a statue,
though.
Yes.
Better shot against the Patriots or the Super Bowl.
I guess it could be Houston.
And that's not being. No, it won't be.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
They beat Baltimore earlier this season at Arrowhead.
How do the Raiders lose two back-to-back games like that?
It's trash.
You were supposed to be a player. I guess it ain't over yet, right? Maybe Pittsburgh
just,
can fall.
Maybe the quarterback just isn't that good.
I can handle my own.
How about Pittsburgh?
And I wanted to run Tomlin out of town and say he wasn't over. This is incredible.
Why did you want to run Tomlin out of town?
Because he couldn't control his locker room.
Hmm.
And.
Or you can
you don't mind tripping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
Seriously,
shout out to Mark. You might be.
Did you make? Was that a snap judgment? Do you think on your part with Mike Tomlin?
Oh no, it was people in Pittsburgh. I read the Pittsburgh Post Gazette. People were saying,
"Don't stop it. You do not."
Liar.
Pittsburgh Post.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.